Hi, it's Edie. Going solo today. I'm a Midwestern mom to three, a reading specialist, and I am somewhat of an expert of choosing a word of the year. Well, I don't know if I'm an expert, but I've been doing it for many years.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
So my tip or a trick has to do with the holiday season that's coming up. With three people, I participate in the 12 Days of Christmas, where we exchange 12 days of gifts, and then we open one gift a day from, I don't know what date it is, the 13th through the 25th. And it's super fun. It's super cute. I prepare for that all year long. But this year, I am adding to it, I am doing the 12 Days of Compliments. So what I did was I went to Costco, and they have gorgeous gift tags there, this huge box. And the gift tags are super cute. And I came home with my gift tags, and I sat at the table with my notebook, and I brainstormed. I started off with my mom, 12 compliments for my mom. And then I copied each compliment onto a little gift tag, and I put the gift tag into a cunning little gift bag, the gift tags in the gift bag. And I'll be giving that to her this holiday season, where starting the 13th, she can pick one little gift tag out of the bag, one compliment, and read it. These gift tags have a loop, so they would be really easy just to hang on a tiny Christmas tree. So I'm thinking of getting like a little Christmas tree where she can hang all her compliments on after she reads them. And I'm doing the same thing for my dad, because, you know, you have to. I thought it might be hard to generate all the compliments, but it was so easy. I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, nice things that I think, but I never say to them. So now I'm saying them via, you know, this little 12 Days of Compliments. And since I bought the tags at Costco, I have plenty left over. So I'm going to be thinking of other people that I can do the 12 Days of Compliments for. And I might just mail those because, you know, the post office is my friend. I love it. So that's your tip or your trick.
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Today for our Campfire Chat, I wanted to talk about my word for 2023, which was and is the word fresh. Fresh. It has really been one of my favorite, most life-changing words that I could choose. I just wanted a fresh way of looking at things. Last year I turned 55, and you know, you can kind of get into your ruts, and some ruts, you know, I don't want to give up, but some I needed to. I needed to expand my life and like choose a bigger life. So I decided to start listening to fresh music instead of only listening to, you know, my beloved Hall & Oates. I am a little worried that when my Spotify Wrapped list comes out that Daryl and John won't be number one on my list. I think they may be overtaken with this, you know, pop star diva. Yes, I became a Swiftie. And I have to tell you, it is really fun because it's a huge club out there and people of all ages are Swifties. And with my son, we focused on listening to one of her albums a month. So fresh music, Taylor Swift. All right. So Taylor Swift. I also became something I thought I would never be. I never thought I'd be a Swiftie, but I became a Green Bay Packer fan. Wisconsinites are wacko about the Packers, and I always looked at it as a good time when they were playing to go and go grocery shopping or go to the mall because everyone was home watching the game, and I didn't want to. Well, this year in August, my Aunt Deb gifted me and my kids pregame Packer tickets. And we, of course, took advantage of it because it's an experience. And we drove to Lambeau and we saw the game. And it was really fun. It is fun to, like, see all the fans and to actually be there. And on the way home, my middle son says to me, "Why don't we just become Packer fans and, like, watch all the games?" And I'm like, "Okay." And we have not missed a game. Now, the Packers are in a building year, so they're not making the playoffs or anything. Or maybe if they do, that would be so exciting. We have a new quarterback, and his name is Jordan Love. I mean, how cute is that? So I'm going to be ordering a t-shirt off of Etsy that says, "All you need is love." And I think it's like in the shape of Wisconsin or a football or something. But watching the Packer games has been so fun. We like put on our jerseys. I make like a special food. Like one time I made sheet pan mac and cheese. Another time I made a taco bar. For today's game, I'm buying everything for ice cream sundaes. And I have discovered what everyone else in Wisconsin knows is that watching the Packer game means you can just like sit on your butt and do nothing for 3 hours. Yeah. And I've, you know, even became somewhat of a sidelines Packer coach myself because, you know, what the Packers need to do, and I'll keep it brief, dear listeners, but what they need to do is stop dropping the ball and they need to have fewer penalties. If they, you know, if their high-paid, hoity-toity, falutin coaches would work on those two things, would be winning some games. So, the word fresh brought me to being a Packer fan, and it's super fun. Again, it's like another huge club that you join because when you're out in the wild, out in public, wearing your Packer jersey, and other people are wearing your Packer jersey, you can just go up and start talking about the Packers. And do I know every little thing about the game? Of course not. I just know that when the Packers have the ball, you're happy, and I know enough to, like, carry on a conversation with another Packer fan. So that's super cool. All right, and my final way that fresh has, the word fresh has affected my life is I challenged one of my non-negotiables. So in Sun Prairie, there is a huge athletic club. It's called the Prairie Athletic Club. Everyone goes there. Teachers, you know, all your students, they have like a daycare there. They have like, you can go and join little soccer clubs with your kids, all the stuff. And I'm like, "No, I'm not joining that. It's obviously too expensive, and I'll see my students." Well, I challenged that because I hurt my knee in, I guess it was July, and I just really felt like just walking for me wasn't enough, and so that was kind of like hanging over my head. And I've always been the kind of person who loves a fitness class. Then my daughter joined track and cross country and she wanted to train more. And I didn't really like her, you know, running around in the dark in the neighborhood. So I'm like, "Well, I'll go in and just see how expensive it is to, you know, be in the pack." Well, it was affordable and I got a teacher discount. And I have to say, it was the best decision I have made in a long time. Lulu is going with her friends and they'll stay there for 2 hours and like work out and then drink a Pepsi. And Gus is going a lot with his girlfriend. I go 3 to 4 times a week and I have embraced, you know, the term gym rat. I love the classes. I love doing the machines. I listen to Taylor. They have an infrared sauna there, which I can't get enough of. Well, actually, I can get enough of it. I can stay in it 22 minutes, and that's my limit. I feel like since joining the gym, I have gotten so much stronger, and my dream of being a track coach is still alive. It's still alive. And I just started another thing I didn't think I would do, but it was a fresh thing for me to do at the gym. They have that machine where like stairs keep appearing. You know, it's like stair after stair after stair. It's not like the pedal stair climber. So I have been doing that and I'm up to 7 minutes of doing the stair climber. So it's really quite shocking. Do I see students? Yes, I do. I either just ignore them because they're ignoring me, or I just say, hey, and that's it. Do I see teachers? Yes, I say, hey, and that's it. Though I do go to the gym with one of my wonderful teacher friends, and it's fun to go together. So, looking ahead, 2024 is, you know, right around the corner, and I am going to be sad to say goodbye to my word fresh, but I feel like I can't keep it another year, which I've done with some words in the past, because then it wouldn't be fresh, would it? So one word that I'm playing with is revisit, and that word would take me back to revisiting things that I've really enjoyed in the past but have just stopped doing. One being playing the piano. I would really like to revisit that. And those of you who are longtime listeners, you know that I'm working on a middle grade novel, Carrie's Winter. I would like to revisit that because it just needs to be done. I have to finish it. And I don't know where else the word revisit will bring me. Maybe revisiting old friends, you know, friendships that have fallen away, but I'm not sure why that happened. Revisiting old recipes that I used to make. That would be fun. Yeah, I'm feeling the energy right now talking about my word of 2024. I'm thinking it's going to be revisit.
It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
So for the Chit-Chat Challenge this week, your challenge is to reflect on your word of the year if you chose one. And if you didn't choose one, do something fresh and choose a word of the year. I love it. So, bye-bye. Cluck, cluck.